huge blow for Dungiven as it's announced over 200 people will lose their jobs. Workers at KPL, utilities contractor, have been made redundant after the company was placed in administration. This company, based in Dungiven, carried out work for the utility firms like BT, NIE, NI Water. The administrator said efforts to save the business had been unsuccessful and all 202 workers have lost their jobs. Huge news this, obviously, for a place like Dungiven. 202 people losing their jobs. Lisa McAllister is down there now for us. Lisa.
Morning, Stephen. Yes, I'm here on the small industrial estate where KPL is based. And for the last couple of hours, staff have been arriving at the neighbouring businesses. They've been opening up, ready for their day's work. And in stark contrast, the shutters have stayed down at the KPL building. The car park deserted, save for one van. Now, as you say, it was on Friday that the utility company went into administration. Less than 24 hours later, more than 200 staff had been made redundant. Now, the Assembly are going to debate this issue later today, but it does look bleak. And people here have been telling me of not just their shock, but also their real fears for the future.
Quite a high number, and it's bad for the local village. It's one of the bigger employers around the area.
And a worry for people then?
A big worry for people who are paying mortgages, further redundancies, you know, for the local areas that, like, so people subletters and things like that there. So it's going to be, and it's going to have a bearing on Dungiven itself.
To say devastation would be putting it mildly.
It'll have a real impact on people.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, because this town can ill afford such a loss of employment. The shops and all the rest of it can't really afford that scale of redundancies.
A lot of people out of work again. You know.
It's a lot of jobs to lose for a town this size, isn't it?
Especially when there's not much else on it at the moment. A lot of shops have closed down in that as well. You know.
Would you worry for the whole town?
Yeah, you definitely would, yeah. Just where they're going to find more work in that again, you know.
Shock too, like there, yes, it's just a pity it happened till that day, you know, that's it. You know, there's a lot of men out of work, they always work until that day, like it, you feel sorry for them, you know. Not there, yes, that's it.
You said yourself there just about the fact that KPL is such a big employer, yes, in the local area. Where are those jobs going to come from now, do you think?
People are going to have to travel. I don't think it'll be in Dungiven area unless you have another local business willing to take it over. But hopefully if it's in the administrators, they'll be able to salvage some jobs, I would have thought.
You're a local business owner close to the factory.
Next door, yeah.
What was the sense then over the weekend with the workers there that you know?
I was total shock, really. Total shock. You know, KPL was a very big employer and, you know, a very well-to-do man, you know, and people, I think, took it as a shock, really.
Are you worried for the future of Dungiven?
Well, I think everybody is. You know, things aren't good and they have to pick up, and I can't see it happening in the short term anyway, you know. Can't see it. But we have to just struggle on, you know.
Well, let's speak to Sinn Féin's Cathal O'Hoisin, who's a MLA for the area. Cathal, desperate news, this.
Absolutely terrible news. It was probably one of the worst weekends that I certainly have ever can ever remember in the town. I was talking to a number of the employees over the weekend, and for many, they're waking up this morning, and it'll be their first day without maybe work in 20 years, you know, so absolutely terrible.
Was there much notice? Was there a rumour going around the area for a while or not?
Well, there was a rumour going around, like, you know, but I suppose everybody hoped against hope that things would sort themselves out, because at the end of the day, you know, the work that KPL were doing and the work that their subcontractors were doing is still there. You know, the manpower and the expertise, that's all there and in place. Like, it's just that the toxic side of the business took down the solvent side of it. And my feeling at the moment is particularly for the subcontractors, because they employed maybe nearly as many as the company did. And they're sitting, not having been paid for work that they have done. And, you know, there are further jobs at risk there in that. So that's where my sympathy lies this morning too.
What can be done?
Well, as I say, the work is still there, so I think it is incumbent on ourselves to try and make sure that the subcontractors particularly are paid so that they can go out, keep those contracts going and keep the work being done, because there is probably nearly 200 as well being employed by subcontractors, and of course then some people from the company itself could be employed there as well. But the work is still there and could be done. And of course, there are other projects that could be done locally, not least the A6. I would hope that would be advanced very, very quickly now, and we will get to procurement stage so that the work can be provided locally.
Carl, thank you. The financial journalist Paul Gosling with us this morning. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
People are hearing lots of news that the economy is improving, and that sits in congruence with what we're hearing here this morning, certainly for these people losing their jobs.
Yes, but to be absolutely blunt, this is not altogether a surprise. I've been told previously that although we've had some very high-profile construction businesses going down, and although there are some tentative signs of improvement in the construction sector, the past is still catching up with the construction industry generally in Northern Ireland. There are several problems. Sometimes past losses take several years to fully flow through into the balance sheet before perhaps banks get fed up with waiting and then pull the plug. I don't know whether that's the situation here, but you could also expect that the size of business during the boom time probably created too many overheads to cope with a smaller construction industry going ahead. And quite probably, and we know this has happened with other construction businesses, in order to try and keep staff on, in order to try and keep the business going, they perhaps took contracts at a loss in hope that things would turn around fairly quickly. So all these factors put pressure on the construction sector, and this may not be the last of the large construction businesses in Northern Ireland going down.
Okay, Paul, thank you.